We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Eco-conscious viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 907 and Intelsat 805. A reminder for all viewers, Central and South America, Supreme Master Television is moving from Intelsat 907 to Intelsat 805. There will be transmission to both satellites from now until July 31st, 2009. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new satellite, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Satellite Intelsat 805, location 55.5 degrees west, frequency 3771 MHz, polarization vertical, symbol rate 13,333, FEC, auto or 5 over 6.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Ulaanbaatar, Saling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhon Province, channel 8 on Dakhon Broadcasting System. In Kha, channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hotul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarine. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recom Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. You can also visit us online at suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, donates $40,000 to Aulac or Vietnam. In Veg News, a restaurant industry magazine reports on the growing trend of plant-based meals in the USA. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership program featuring media focus on Africa Foundation, a Kenya-based group that strives to make the society more harmonious. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 13th, is Montenegro's National or Statehood Day in recognition of the country's gaining of independence in 1878. Located between Serbia and the Adriatic Sea in southeastern Europe, Montenegro is a wonderfully scenic mountainous country. Dermitor National Park, a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site, contains the picturesque Mount Dermitor Plateau and the Canyon Valley of the Tara River. It has some of the deepest gorges in Europe. Montenegro's beauty is also reflected by its artists. Mr. Milo Milanovic and Mr. Peter Lubarda are among the most well-known. We wish the citizens of Montenegro a festive statehood day.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news from Yunnan, China. On the evening of Thursday, July 9th, an earthquake measuring 6.0 on the Richter scale shook Yao'an and other counties of the autonomous prefecture of Chuxiong in Yunnan province. At least one fatality was reported, with over 300 people injured and 1.2 million affected, some 250,000 of whom were rendered homeless. Reports indicated that 18,000 houses had collapsed and 75,000 more were damaged. Many residents believe it is hopeless to rebuild their homes or are too traumatized to return. Meanwhile, the Chinese government immediately sent 1,000 soldiers for emergency assistance, while teachers and volunteers offered psychological aid and activities for the children to ease their stress. Supreme Master Qinghai donated $20,000 for the victims most in need of urgent items, sending her love and condolences. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $157,000 in basic supplies if bought in the United States based on China's overall cost of living. Supreme Master Qinghai frequently asks for updates on disaster situations. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following report.
July 10th, 2009, Most Compassionate Master, regarding earthquake in Chuxiong, Yunnan, China. Following the earthquake that occurred at 7:19 p.m. on July 9th, the Yunnan government allotted nearly $3 million for an emergency relief fund. On learning about the situation, our association's relief team went to the epicenter at Yao'an County to survey the situation and the relief work done by local government. The Deputy Chief of Civil Administration of the Yao'an government, Mr. Huang, told us that the collapsed houses were those mainly made of clay bricks in poor areas. The government has urgently arranged 4,500 tents, 3,000 quilts, 1,000 packages of cloth, 30 tons of rice, along with food and drinking water donated by various sources. The tents and food are virtually enough, as the roads are still in good condition and the weather is fine. Mr. Huang said that the relief goods could be sent to disaster areas in 2 days. As he suggested, we purchased quilts and other relief goods. We will send these materials to the disaster areas tomorrow and update the situation as soon as possible. We would like to express our gratefulness for Master's love and care. May the grace of God shower upon all victims. Yunnan Relief Work Team.
Our thankfulness to Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share this information with our concerned viewers who may wish to know more about the post-quake situation in China, and to our association's foreign group for providing the report. Chinese government and all rescue personnel, we appreciate your efforts to bring relief and comfort to the afflicted people. We are also grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her timely care, and thank our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. We wish the families swift recovery of their productive day-to-day lives, as we also pray that such events may subside through our greater consideration and care of the planet.
Western Central Africa swept with unusual floods. In Benin, city of Cotonou, as well as the nation's southern coastline, were hit by waters that took 7 lives and left at least 11,000 homeless.
With some 2,000 homes, health centers, and other buildings being inundated, a state of emergency has been declared, and Benin's International Federation of the Red Cross, along with the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, have stepped in to provide basic necessities to those in need. The Central African Republic is also being deluged by similarly earlier than normal rains, with many people said to be displaced and other effects that are yet to be determined. On July 12, Supreme Master Qinghai conveyed her heartfelt condolences and prayers for the storm victims. She also pledged $10,000 each with her love and sorrow to Benin and Central African Republic as needed. This total $20,000 donation could purchase approximately $855,000 in relief supplies if acquired in the United States based on the general costs of living in Benin and Central African Republic.
Our gratefulness, Benin International Federation of the Red Cross, UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, and all other relief personnel for your timely help to the storm victims.
We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving support of those in need.
We sorrow to know of these losses and pray for the protection of the storm victims. Let us join in alleviating such weather extremities through our kinder, greener treatment of Earth and all our inhabitants.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Factory farm neighbors call for help. Ever since factory dairy farms were built in Washington State's Yakima County, USA, area residents have suffered from ongoing sickness and a loss of their quality of life. Supreme Master Television spoke with community members, some of whom are Native Americans, living on ancestral lands that date back hundreds of years, as they shared about the cost of animal agriculture, along with their vision for a better future.
We have to make the general public aware of how their food is being raised. And we need to have them know what damages this food can do.
One thing I want is for my kids to be able to go outside and play, run in the grass, and have their windows open. Because the smell, you know, we're prisoners in our own home, and I want to be free.
We have no clean water. When I was a kid, we had clean water. We went camping, we could drink the water in the mountains. Now there's no clean water left. Also, I'd like to see the farm bill revamped, because too much money is going in to support these factory farms. This is not a problem that just affects us here on the Yakima Reservation or the people that you've seen today. This affects every one of you. We need to make a voice that can be heard. This voice needs to be heard in every leadership position in the world.
Meanwhile, the shocking and inhumane treatment of animals has continued to make people ill and is responsible for now hundreds of fatalities through the latest viral infection, swine flu, which originated in a Mexico factory farm. the swine flu pandemic is still spreading rapidly, with the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control, or ECDC, reporting 114,569 official cases and 572 fatalities across 134 countries.
Our sincere thanks, Yakima residents, for providing us with a deeper understanding of animal agriculture's devastating effects on communities. We send our sympathies and prayers for those who have perished or fallen ill from the grip of the swine flu. With the grace of the Providence, may we soon greet an organic vegan world where people can always enjoy vibrant health.
Alternative living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health. It's economy. It's ecology. It's compassion. It's peace. It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Village elder in Ao Lạc or Vietnam shares land and eliminates hunger. 72 years young, Mr. Ma Nghĩa is a modest farmer who has helped to lead his community in Phú Yên province out of poverty and hunger. Upon realizing the need for more equitable conditions, he appealed to the entire village to equally share their wet rice lands in the spirit of helping each other. When he offered to give all his family's 1.6 hectares of rice fields as well as shoulder educational expenses for a child outside his own family, fellow villagers were inspired and a movement was born. Not only did Mr. Ma Nghĩa's gesture help transform his own village, other communities are now starting to make similar changes. Heaven bless you, Mr. Ma Nghĩa, for your ever-caring and giving nature. May such selfless love unfold throughout villages in Ao Lạc or Vietnam and the world. For his exemplary and noble actions, Supreme Master Ching Hai is bestowing Mr. Ma Nghĩa with the Shining World Hero Award along with $10,000 to further his village's project.
Day for Families and Love in Russia. The official holiday of married love and family happiness was celebrated last week in Russia as it coincided with Peter and Fevronia Day. Peter and Fevronia are Christian Orthodox patron saints of married couples who share a unique tale of love that dates back to the 13th century. On this combined holiday, which is popular among all faiths in Russia, festivals abound in the city of Moscow, including charity concerts and gift-giving for newlyweds, elderly couples, and orphans. This year, Orthodox churches dedicated special prayers to the country and families, and in a rare public speech, Russian First Lady Svetlana Medvedeva reminded of the family's value, saying, The family is a source of love, understanding, and respect. It makes people's lives emotionally and spiritually fuller. First Lady Medvedeva and Russia, we join you in your noble celebration of love and family happiness. May we all be inspired to contribute our care to these meaningful aspects of life each and every day.
West Bank Crossing now to be open 24 hours. The new schedule applies to the Allenby Bridge crossing between Israel and Palestine's West Bank. An official statement by the government of Israel said the extension was intended to assist the Palestinian economy. Palestinian Authority's Director of Border Crossings, Mr. Nazmi Mhana, said the additional time would boost imports and exports. We are glad to hear of this expanded schedule for the Allenby Bridge crossing. May heaven bless the steadfast Palestinian people with comfort, growth, and prosperity.
Save our planet, promoting substitute meat and dairy products to mitigate climate change. This is the message from a report due this fall from London University's Imperial College, supported by the Environmental Protection Group, World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, with contributions from technology consultancy Accenture, Cranfield University, and English Farming and Food Partnerships.
The paper focuses on how to best reduce the 5.7 million tons of greenhouse gases released by the United Kingdom's food sector, which need to be eliminated to meet the government's mandatory 2050 emission levels. According to the report's preliminary findings, avoiding meat and dairy are the most efficient ways to reach this goal, as this sector accounts for 31% of all greenhouse gases from the food industry. The report suggests that retailers can aid in the effort by promoting the sale of plant-based substitutes for meat and dairy.
Meat consumption globally needs to come down. The evidence seems to point to that unequivocally. Animal production is going to have to come down.
Imperial College, World Wildlife Fund, and all other contributors, our heartfelt thanks for your research that so clearly highlights the vegan lifestyle that will bring the fastest, most cooling benefits to our planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, who has often offered her guidance in this time of our planetary crisis, further explained the tolls of livestock raising for meat and dairy during a June 2008 video conference with our association members in London.
Methane is
72
times more potent than CO2, and nitrous oxide is approximately 300 times more potent than CO2, and livestock is the number one cause of methane. And byproduct, also nitrous oxide, is also from livestock. Meat, egg, dairy, responsible for 65% of worldwide human-caused nitrous oxide emission. Because methane and nitrous oxide is made by stock raising animals, keeping. They are far more poisonous, far more dangerous than CO2. If we stop the worst cause of global warming, meaning stock raising, animal breeding, then we will be able to save the planet.
Save our planet. Tibetan Lama recognized for protecting avian wildlife. An exhibit featuring the accounts of Tashi Zumpo, a lama from Qinghai Province, along with those of others who helped safeguard endangered animals in China, are being exhibited in Beijing and other major cities in China.
Having recorded descriptions of nearly 400 species of birds through sketches and written observations of their behavior, the monk and doctor of Tibetan Buddhism has also established an association of 63 local devoted volunteers who similarly assist in protecting wildlife. Dr. Zumpo humbly says he never would have guessed that his actions, born of love, would be recognized publicly.
We are touched, Tibetan Lama, Dr. Tashi Zumpo, and other animal guardians, for your dedication to the beings of our natural world. May we all advance toward a closer connection with these colorful and perfect creations of the divine.
To honor his benevolence and kind-hearted care, Supreme Master Ching Hai is conferring the Shining World Compassion Award upon Dr. Tashi Zumpo, as well as $5,000 for his further noble causes. Save our planet by implementing such measures as a fleet of electric vehicles and LED streetlights across the city. Amsterdam in the Netherlands plans to lower emissions by 60% from current levels by the year 2025.
save our planet. Brazil's Environmental Protection Agency affirms a more than doubling of personnel during the dry season to prevent illegal logging and preserve the Amazon rainforest.
Save Our Planet. Mayor Bertrand Delanoy of Paris, France, states that his city is joining together in an international effort to address climate change, with the latest allocation of over 600,000 euros being for enhancement of public transportation and bike paths to further reduce emissions.
Save Our Planet. Noting that forests in the state already absorb up to 50% of fossil fuel emissions, scientists in Oregon, USA, say that if forests in the Pacific Northwest were left undisturbed, these carbon sinks could double their absorption of greenhouse gases.
And I'm Pomash. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling book, The Dogs in My Life.
Pomash and I are both vegan.
Today we'd like to share an important tip from our much-loved caregiver, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Please do not leave your dogs or any pets in cars, especially in summer.
Not even with slightly open windows, because the temperatures can rise rapidly.
That could kill your beloved pets before you return.
Please don't take any chances. Even when you think, I'll just be a minute, it may take longer.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for this caring and life-saving tip.
Thank you, Master. And thank you, gentle viewers, for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now, it's time for the worldwide weather.
In world news, United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, donates $40,000 to Orlac or Vietnam. As part of its Wonderful Childhood Initiative, UNICEF gifted the funds to Dong Dap Province in southern Orlac. The Children's Rights Campaign seeks to increase awareness of the importance of providing children, particularly during their first 3 years, with secure, loving and healthy surroundings. Television channels, radio stations, public speakers and daycare nurses will participate in sharing the information with the community until December 2009. Our gratitude, United Nations Children's Fund, and God bless your generous support. May young people around the world thrive in caring and joyous homes.
In Veg News, a restaurant industry magazine reports on a growing vegetarian trend. U.S.-based restaurants and institutions described the increasing popularity of meatless meals in dining establishments and other food services in the nation. The article, titled Vegetarian Cuisine's New Self-Confidence, notes that many university cafeterias have expanded the assortment and amount of vegetarian choices offered. In addition, the number of farmers' markets in the United States has increased more than 70% within the 10-year span from 1998 to 2008. What spectacular news! May more people discover the fun and health value of the vegan lifestyle for ourselves, our animal friends, and our planet. Ahead, A Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership. Stay tuned for today's segment featuring Media Focus on Africa Foundation, a nonprofit organization based in Kenya with the goal of enhancing harmony and understanding. We'll go visit the flowers and we'll come back quick. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more assuring news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, worthwhile news for a higher standard world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment featuring a Kenya-based media organization that sponsored a campaign to find and honor unsung peace heroes.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Media Focus on Africa Foundation, or MFAF, is a non-profit organization based in Nairobi, Kenya. It is dedicated to making information easily available through the use of media. The group believes that individuals having access to programs with positive messages will work towards national harmony and democracy. MFAF envisions that the media will also expand its role in contributing to society through this process. MFAF has many partners and donors, both within Kenya and internationally. Kenya Broadcasting Corporation, National Media Group, European Parliamentarians for Africa, the Finnish Embassy, and the Netherlands Butterfly Works are just a few of them.
MFAF sponsors endeavors which facilitate understanding and reconciliation. One of these is Fistify for Change, a program on Kenyan television which also includes mobile screenings in different areas and discussions among local representatives. Another is a recent drama series entitled The Team. It is co-produced by MFAF and Search for Common Ground and funded by the United Kingdom Department for International Development. The story centers around seven young Kenyan football players from various ethnicities. They must learn to respect and trust each other, demonstrating the desire to live together in friendship.
Another laudable project of MFAF is the Unsung Peace Heroes campaign. After a difficult situation in Kenya, MFAF wished to recognize those who had made courageous and peaceful contributions to helping others. The public was asked to suggest people worthy of this honor, and in February 2009, 8 heroes were awarded, chosen from 500 that had been nominated. They included men and women that had rescued children, bought supplies to people in need, and organized various peace-oriented activities. For more information, please visit www.peaceheroes.ushahidi.com. Our accolades and appreciation, Media Focus on Africa Foundation and supporting groups, for the dedicated work you are doing. May we very soon see a world in which all beings share this planet in a spirit of love and brotherly well-wishing.
Time for some light-hearted humor with Joke of the Day, entitled A Matter of Taste, told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
A couple just got a new apartment and they were talking about the wallpaper that they have just pasted on the wall. John was very annoyed because he didn't think the wallpaper is that pretty and the job done was sloppy. But his wife couldn't agree to it. John said, "You know, the problem is that I have a good taste and you don't." The wife answered, Exactly. That is why you married me and I married you.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I want to know, is the world elevated enough to where we can share a noble place together? You're from Sweden.
Thoughtful viewer, we appreciate your question. As more people join the vegan circle of compassion, the world is uplifted. When all the animals are left to live in peace and comfort as God intended, we will have created a virtuous world from the depth of our hearts. Heaven bless you and all the gentle people of Sweden.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much welcome your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It has been a pleasure to spend time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your life be graced with faith and fulfillment. Farewell for now.
The world's full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The UK's Development Awareness Fund, or DAF, sponsors at least 30 new projects this year to help bring awareness to the British public about the challenges of global poverty and ways to eliminate it.
US basketball legend John Sally launches a 100% organic vegan food line with tasty products that include baked potato chips, spicy chipotle pepper sauce, and premium olive oil.
The Philippine government announces readiness to resume peace talks with political groups Moro Islamic Liberation Front and the National Democratic Front.
Renowned American radio and voice personality and devout vegetarian Casey Kasem has bid farewell as he hosted his last American Top 20 radio broadcast 2 weekends ago.
Danish aid agency Danida provides support to the website Hanoi, Grapevine, and Olac or Vietnam to help further the site's goal of sharing information about contemporary cultural activities.
An international team of researchers uses a new observation method to find the faint light of the two oldest known stars in the universe.
Engineers in Georgia, USA, develop a tongue drive system that enables people with spinal cord disabilities to use only their tongue movements to use a computer or move a powered wheelchair with ease and dexterity.
2 tons of pork that came from diseased pigs was discovered in a surprise Philippine market inspection by officials who removed it to protect public safety.
Marking the first such discussions in 3 years, Egyptian mediators hold West Bank talks with Hamas representatives to facilitate peace between the Hamas group and Palestinian leadership.
In Nova Scotia, Canada, 10-month-old Rottweiler Jazzy, without ever having born a litter of pups herself, nursed with her own milk 3 tiny motherless infant kittens who are now growing in good health. In recognition of Jazzy's unconditional love and care, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring her with the Shining World Compassion Award as well as $1,000 Canadian.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.